Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud's nephew, revolutionized how we understand mass persuasion by essentially inventing modern public relations. His groundbreaking work revealed how psychological principles could shape public opinion long before most realized such influence was possible. Have you ever wondered why you buy certain products, support particular causes, or hold specific beliefs? The answers often trace back to techniques Bernays pioneered. His 1952 book, Public Relations, remains foundational in universities worldwide, influencing everyone from Steve Jobs, who famously said, "People don't know what they want until you show it to them," to political strategists who've employed these methods in every major campaign of the last century. What Bernays uncovered wasn't just a set of marketing tactics. It was a fundamental understanding of how modern democracy functions in an age of mass communication. Public relations traces back to civilization's beginnings, rooted in the fundamental acts of informing and persuading. Egyptian priests shaped public opinion through ceremonies and architecture, while Babylonian rulers built publicity systems around divine kingship, exemplified by Hammurabi's code. Greeks advanced these practices through democratic innovations like the Olympic Games and marketplace oratory. The agora became central to public discourse, while Romans further developed mass communication through their acta diurna and architectural propaganda. Christianity brought systematic communication campaigns through its apostles. Paul's epistles spread ideas across territories, while symbols like the fish, ictus, unified believers. Later, the printing press enabled transformative movements like Martin Luther's Protestant Reformation. In America, public relations flourished from colonial times, beginning with land companies promoting New World opportunities. The American Revolution became history's most effective PR campaign, with Samuel Adams orchestrating events like the Boston Massacre and Tea Party. Thomas Paine's Common Sense sold 120,000 copies, fueling independence sentiment. Lincoln's 1860 campaign pioneered modern segmental messaging, while Jay Cooke's Civil War bond sales introduced mass marketing techniques that shaped modern fundraising. The post-Civil War era, marked by William Vanderbilt's "The Public Be Damned" declaration, reflected business leaders' initial disregard for public opinion. By the 1890s, both corporations and reformers began actively seeking public support. When muckraking journalists like Ida Tarbell exposed corporate corruption in the early 1900s, businesses responded primarily with whitewash public relations, simply presenting favorable facts through publicity men. World War I proved the power of strategic communication. Afterward, Edward Bernays and Doris Fleischmann pioneered Council on Public Relations, evolving from simple publicity to advising clients on building public goodwill. Their diverse clients included the War Department, Lithuania, the NAACP, and various businesses. Bernays solidified the field's professional status by publishing Crystallizing Public Opinion in 1923 and teaching the first university course on public relations. The profession gained unprecedented recognition during Light's Golden Jubilee of 1929, which brought together President Hoover, Henry Ford, and Thomas Edison, marking public relations transformation into a respected discipline. Modern democracy requires all groups to gain public understanding and support. The engineering of consent applies scientific principles to gain public support for ideas and programs, a cornerstone of democratic process in mass society. This approach requires systematic planning, assessing resources, developing subject expertise, setting clear objectives, and researching public behavior patterns. Effective consent engineering views the public not as monolithic, but as distinct groups defined by geography, age, interests, finances, occupation, and beliefs. These publics are best reached through their leaders, as people naturally seek guidance from group authorities. Research provides the blueprint for action, while themes must connect with core human motives: self-preservation, ambition, pride, family love, patriotism, using carefully chosen symbols that simplify complex ideas. The engineer of consent must create newsworthy events that illustrate ideas and spark social chain reactions. When successful, these strategies drive understanding and behavioral change. This scientific approach transformed public relations from basic publicity to sophisticated social science, now prevalent across American society. Modern salesmanship's core weakness lies in viewing consumers through the simplistic lens of economic man, rather than recognizing the complex inner needs and insecurities that drive buying decisions. Traditional market research falls short by focusing on surface-level demographics while missing crucial psychological and societal factors. Consumers often make choices based on emotional rather than economic reasons, from labor ethics to political views, while providing rational justifications for emotional decisions. Understanding hidden markets requires insights from social scientists who study human behavior through concepts like rationalization, projection, and compensation. Psychologists reveal individual mindsets, while sociologists and social psychologists illuminate group dynamics. To leverage these insights, businesses should incorporate social science expertise through board appointments, research resources, and dedicated analysis of behavioral findings. This shift from basic persuasion to psychological understanding allows companies to better connect with the hidden markets within human personality. The 1929 stock market crash and depression forced businesses to focus on public relations as millions blamed them for economic hardship. By the mid-1930s, companies realized they needed to communicate their value to society, not just sell products. Public relations proved essential in addressing various societal crises. Broadway's decline exemplified this. Productions dropped 70% from 224 in 1928-29 to 70 in 1948-49. The League of New York Theaters' comprehensive survey revealed both economic issues, high costs, expensive tickets, and creative challenges, script shortages, talent loss to Hollywood. Researchers recommended the League lead through committees focused on education, government relations, advertising, production, and financing. The nursing profession faced similar challenges post-World War II, with increased demand but poor compensation. Research showed nurses needed to enhance their professional status through demonstrated competence, better pay, civic engagement, and greater autonomy. Education encountered its own crisis, receiving only 1.7% of national income, despite the Founding Fathers emphasizing education's importance to democracy. Labor-management relations also suffered, with unions, government, and management sharing blame for poor strike handling. Public relations has become vital to democracy in our complex world. The field's growth is clear. Manhattan's classified listings jumped from 10 PR practitioners in 1935 to 394 by 1950, while university courses expanded from 3 to 62 programs by 1948. Media perception has evolved dramatically. Once dismissed as mere press agentry in the 1920s, public relations is now embraced by mass media organizations themselves. As America faces global challenges, strategic communication and national morale have become crucial. Public opinion requires voluntary support. It can't be mobilized like physical resources. Building lasting public support demands truth, facts, and justice, alongside programs that address fundamental needs like healthcare, employment, and equal rights. Public relations transcends selling or advertising. It manages relationships between people and society, serving as social statesmanship in our pluralistic democracy. The PR Council's role involves defining social objectives, identifying conflicts, adjusting policies, and communicating effectively with the public. Through this evolution, public relations has become essential to democracy, reconciling diverse interests and fostering the mutual understanding needed in our complex society.